The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Hello, good morning, and happy Halloween. Yes, the scariest night of the year is almost upon us, and to mark the occasion, we've been asking you to tell us about your most frightening encounters with the supernatural. And thank you for taking the trouble to send so many into us. You're a howl. For your trouble, we have a great prize on offer, a two-night stay for two at Knockranny House Hotel and Spa in County Mayo. Yesterday, we heard from Beverly about the inexplicable incidents of an invisible sobbing infant. Teresa told us about her encounter with a disappearing ghostly girl, and Mike recounted his experience of hearing the mysterious sounds, but no evidence of breaking glass. We have a few more for you today before we announce our winner. First, Marguerite, who along with her son had a creepy encounter while returning from holiday in the southeast.
As we drove along, we came across this extremely old, large house. It looked as if nobody had ever touched it for years. We managed to push open the old rusty gate and we drove in. Suddenly, a little oldish woman appeared in the hedgerow at the side of the house. And I didn't think about too much, but she just said in a very rather gentle voice, she asked us if we'd like to see the house. So we said, well, that would be great, very interesting. The house was very, very dark inside when we went in. So we followed her and she stopped at a door and she said, oh, we're not going to go in there. We can't go in there, as the devil had played poker. And that gave us a rather funny feeling. And then we came to a very wide sort of a tiled entrance hall with a very wide staircase going up right and left. And then she stopped us and she put her fingers to her lips saying, like, shh, like, be quiet. You'll have to be very quiet or you'll wake them. And we were wondering, who would we be waking, you know, at 4 in the afternoon? And she said, the sailors. And we said, like, what sailors? And she said, they need to rest. And, you know, I don't remember saying thank you or goodbye to that person. I don't know if she was real or not, but we made a very quick exit.
Marie and her brother's event occurred in their own home.
Well, it all happened years ago in our house. Mum and Dad used to go to their Christmas party and we were sitting with our doggy little Spot. And my brother was in the sitting room watching television with me and suddenly we heard the dog barking madly. He never barked like this before. And we thought, my God, what's going on? Are we being burgled or something? And my brother went outside and all of a sudden he came back in. He was like a sheet. He was just pale white. And I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he said, a man is up there walking down the stairs with a cape, a hat, a cane, white gloves. He tilted his hat, smiled, and walked through the back door. Oh, God. Anyway, we found out that this guy was a lord and he lived in the house years ago. And he never left the house. So he was, like, he protected it. Because we had a lot of people, you know, tormenting us when we were kids growing up. And this guy was there to protect us rather than to haunt us. So when we left the house in 1970, we never seen our ghostly ghouls again. So I'm wondering, where are they?
And Michael felt his blood run cold while driving home from a hiking trip in the Wicklow Mountains.
I drove the car without any incident in the direction of Fox's Cross over a place called Tobraddon Gap. Now, just over the summit of Tobraddon Gap, something drew my attention to the rearview mirror. And that's when I got the shock of my life, because it appeared to me that a head and shoulders was rising up in the back seat behind me. In fact, I remember I got such a shock that it felt as if I was getting a blow on the back of the neck. Now, I obviously went into reflex mode at that point and I slammed on the brakes. I jumped out of the car while the car was still moving and ran down the road. I stopped when I was about 50 yards down the road, looked back at the car. The car had slid into a, a kind of a grassy verge. It hadn't done us any damage. And the headlights were on. My driver's door was open. Now, the headlights were kind of blinding me to some extent, so I couldn't really see, but I did expect something to emerge from the car. And I was very wary and prepared to run. But nothing emerged, and I gradually worked my way back to the car, circled around it very carefully, looked into it, couldn't find anything in it. So I got back into the car, and I drove down to meet my friends in Enniskerry, quite shaken by the whole thing, I can tell you. I don't believe in ghosts, but something very, very dramatic entered my space that night.
And our winner of our special Halloween competition is Michael Guilfoyle from Dublin. And Michael joins me on the line now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John. That's
and,
great news.
Your experience in the Dublin mountains makes you the lucky winner of our prize of two nights B&B for two with one dinner in Knockranny's award-winning La Fougère restaurant and complimentary access to the Vitality Pool and Thermal Suites. And apparently the place is haunted, so that we throw that in there for nothing. Anyway, Michael, you were recounting your tale about that night on the Dublin mountains. With the benefit of hindsight, how do you feel about your spooky experience?
Well, John, I have to say that, you know, it's probably the biggest fright I ever got in my life. I mean, I was telling your researcher that even recounting the story was sending shivers down my spine, you know.
I'm glad
something good came out of it.
Yeah, indeed. And has it changed your view of the supernatural?
Well, I'm not sure, really. You know, it could have been a trick of the light. It could have been anything. But to me, at that moment, it was something very... I'm not even going to say scary, because if something did come into my car, I'm not sure it was evil or anything like that, you know. But it was certainly frightened me. I didn't think whether it was a ghost or whether it was an intruder. I just jumped out of the car, you know, you can imagine.
Yeah, and most right-thinking people would say that this is all a load of nonsense, although your story and others sound pretty convincing.
Yeah. Now, there was... I actually don't know, John. You know, I have to say I haven't really before that or since it have felt any presences, if you know what I mean. And I've never really been in a situation where I felt, oh my God, something awful happened here. Mm. But certainly on that occasion, there was something in the car with me. That's all I can say.
Male or female, do you reckon?
I don't know. There was a kind of an issue around that. There had been an incident up in the mountains around that time, and I don't even want to think about that, tell you the truth.
Do you sleep well at night?
I do. I used to be afraid of ghosts as a kid, but I seem to get over it, John.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, Michael, thanks for contributing to our spooky stories. And as I said, you're the winner and the winner of that prize of two nights bed and breakfast at Knockranny House Hotel in Westport in County Mayo. So hopefully you won't have any supernatural experiences over that weekend.
Right, thanks a million, John. I really appreciate that.
All right. In a moment, we'll be coming back with some celebrity knitting and stitching.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.